TFQ Football, I am in the hot seat today. You will be thrilled to hear. And Paul Senior, joined today by Neil Atkinson, Steve Graves.
What's coming here, Paul?
And Victorian Phil.
There we go. Thought that was coming. Yeah.
Phil Blundell. Okay, we premise of the show is that we ask the questions on the Tour Player Subscribers group. And these are the best of, because I don't do what you do, Neil, and just read from the top. Very selective.
You curate the questions.
Oh, absolutely, mate. All about the content.
Okay,
right,
then.
Here we go. Phil, favourite ever Evertonian?
That's probably Neville Southall, I think. Because he was dead good at football and he's quite sound on the Twitter and that.
Okay.
Although, to be fair, my mate's uncle used to captain Everton, so I can probably also go with him.
Okay, so Phil's mate's uncle. Steve? Does he have a name, Phil?
Dave Watson, sorry, yeah.
Oh, him, yeah. Okay. Watson?
My mate's uncle's turned into...
Dave Watson. Watson fame.
Yeah, of actually Dave Watson.
Yeah,
he's all right. He's quite sound, yeah.
Met him in school once.
Yeah. David Prentice of Liverpool Echo. The soundest Evertonian there is. Sort of indisputably Evertonian, which gives him the chance to just criticise them a bit when he needs to. And fundamentally very nice man.
I had my hair cut next to him the day Steven Gerrard said he wasn't going to Chelsea the first time, and he was furious.
Really?
I remember it was great. He was jumping.
I didn't realise we could pick non-football Evertonians.
I thought it was Evertonians.
You know, it's fine.
I mean, he's good at footy as well.
Didn't play for them, though.
Yeah, so I hear.
That's right, Preno, lad.
I won't have a word said against Preno. We love Matt Jones of the Blue Room. Think he's the absolute business. Wonderful man. And if I'm going to pick a player, Peter Reid. My favourite Peter Reid story is in the Tony Evans book, Two Tribes, which is worth reading. And it's unbelievable what they did to those poor lads who played for Everton after the cup final. So in 85-86, Liverpool win the league on the last day. But it wasn't Everton's last day. They still had to play West Ham on the Monday night, knowing that they hadn't won the title. And then they had to go to Wembley to face Liverpool for the FA Cup. And they go 1-0 up and Liverpool win 3-1, and it's all brilliant. But they'd agreed beforehand that they were going to get... There was going to be, because of the state of the city at the time, that both teams would do a bus tour afterwards.
Right.
So there was two buses doing a bus tour after the cup final, after Liverpool have won the double. So the Liverpool bus goes first, and the streets are lined predominantly with Liverpool supporters. Not unreasonably, this is our bus tour. We've just done the league and cup double for the fifth time the century it had been done. And behind it was the Everton bus, and the Everton bus goes behind. And both teams flew back up from London to Liverpool.